Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Boundless: The Rise, Fall, and Escape of Carlos Ghosn is a reported non-fiction account of one of the most unusual corporate scandals of the modern automotive industry. Written by Wall Street Journal reporters Nick Kostov and Sean McLean, the book follows Carlos Ghosn from his rise through Michelin and Renault to his celebrated rescue of Nissan, his leadership of the Renault-Nissan-Mitsubishi alliance, his 2018 arrest in Japan, and his 2019 flight to Lebanon while facing financial misconduct charges he denied. The book sits at the intersection of business biography, corporate investigation, legal drama, and true crime. Its purpose is not only to recount a spectacular escape, but to examine how executive power, multinational governance, personal ambition, national industrial interests, and criminal justice procedures converged around a single figure. By combining boardroom reporting with legal and operational detail, it presents the Ghosn affair as both a personal downfall and a case study in global capitalism under strain. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Nissan turnaround strategy and the making of a global executive icon. Its problem and essential part of Boundless is the contrast between Ghosn as a celebrated corporate rescuer and Ghosn as an executive later accused of abusing power. The book explains why his reputation became so large. Nissan was in severe trouble when Renault took a major stake, and Ghosn imposed a demanding turnaround program that challenged Japanese corporate conventions. Plant closures, supplier changes, cost reductions, and accountability targets helped restore profitability, but they also created a leadership image built on disruption and personal decisiveness. This matters because the later scandal cannot be understood without the earlier success. Ghosn became valuable not simply as a manager, but as a symbol of globalization, meritocratic mobility, and cross-border corporate discipline. His multicultural background made him appear unusually suited to lead across Brazil, Lebanon, France, and Japan. Boundless shows how this status produced both real authority and insulation from ordinary constraints, the same traits that made him effective in crisis, such as impatience with bureaucracy and confidence in centralized command, also contributed to an environment where boards, subordinates, and governments struggled to check his influence. Secondly, the Renault-Nissan-Mitsubishi alliance as a fragile structure of power. The book treats the Renault-Nissan-Mitsubishi alliance not as a stable corporate success story, but as a complicated political and governance arrangement. Renault held significant influence over Nissan, while Nissan generated substantial value and retained its own identity as a Japanese industrial champion. This imbalance created recurring tension over control, status, and future integration. Boundless highlights how Ghosn stood at the center of this structure, making him both indispensable and threatening. He was the individual who could hold the alliance together, but his role also concentrated authority in ways that made succession, accountability, and national interests difficult to manage. The prospect of deeper Renault-Nissan integration sharpened fears among some Nissan executives that the Japanese company could lose autonomy. The book, therefore, frames the scandal as more than a question of one executive's conduct. It shows how corporate investigations, internal rivalries, and government sensitivities can interact when a company is both a commercial enterprise and a national asset. This dimension differentiates the case from a routine executive misconduct story. Thirdly, compensation disputes and the governance risks around celebrity CEOs. Boundless pays close attention to the allegations that surrounded Ghosn, including claims related to compensation disclosure and the use of company resources. The authors present these issues in the context of a leader whose pay, lifestyle, and personal authority had become increasingly sensitive inside the alliance. The important governance lesson is not limited to whether a particular charge would be proven in court. The broader issue is how boards manage executives whose historical achievements make them difficult to challenge. When a CEO is credited with saving a company, directors and senior managers may hesitate to confront ambiguous arrangements, especially if the leader controls information flows and enjoys global prestige. The book suggests that personal reputation can become a governance asset and a governance liability at the same time. It reassures investors, employees, and partners while also reducing scrutiny. Ghosn denied wrongdoing and the legal outcomes remained complex, but Boundless uses the case to show why transparency around compensation, benefits, related parties, and board oversight becomes especially important when a corporation depends heavily on one dominant personality. Fourthly, Japanese criminal procedure and the contested meaning of justice. Another major topic in Boundless is the Japanese legal process that followed Ghosn's arrest. The book describes the shock of his detention, the restrictions placed on him, and the long uncertainty before trial. Ghosn and his defenders characterized the system as coercive and unfair. While Japanese authorities maintained that they were pursuing serious financial misconduct allegations through lawful procedures, The value of the book lies in showing how legal systems can become part of the story rather than a neutral background. For international executives, the case exposed the risks of assuming that familiar norms about bail, pretrial detention, interrogation, and attorney access will apply in every jurisdiction. For readers interested in justice, the book raises a more difficult question: how should a society balance effective prosecution of powerful defendants against protections from pressure and prolonged confinement? Boundless does not reduce the issue to a simple cultural contrast. Instead, it places the legal controversy alongside corporate politics, media narratives, and diplomatic complications, making clear why the case became a global argument over fairness as well as guilt. Lastly, the escape from Japan as logistics, spectacle, and irreversible choice, the escape sequence gives Boundless much of its true crime momentum, but the book treats it as more than a sensational stunt. Gosen's flight from Japan involved planning, concealment, private aviation, and assistance from people who later faced legal consequences. The often-repeated image of a former auto titan hidden in a large equipment box is memorable, but the deeper significance is that the escape transformed the case permanently. Before leaving Japan, Gosen was a defendant arguing that he could not receive a fair trial. After reaching Lebanon, which has no straightforward extradition path with Japan, he became a fugitive whose actions made his claims more politically charged and legally complicated. The operation also shifted attention from the original financial allegations to questions about border controls, private security, international cooperation, and responsibility for those who helped him. Boundless uses the escape to connect character and system. Gosen's confidence, resources, and belief in his own exceptional situation met a legal process he viewed as intolerable. The result was an act that fascinated the public while leaving many issues unresolved. In conclusion, Boundless is best suited for readers who want a business book with the pace of investigative true crime, rather than a conventional leadership manual. Executives, board members, investors, lawyers, and students of international business will find practical value in its treatment of governance, alliance structures, compensation scrutiny, and cross-border legal exposure. Readers interested in automotive history will also benefit from its account of how Renault, Nissan, and Mitsubishi became tied to one unusually powerful executive. Its intellectual benefit lies in forcing a more complex view of corporate scandal misconduct allegations, internal politics, national industrial priorities, media pressure, and criminal procedure do not operate separately. They reinforce one another, compared with many CEO rise and fall books. Boundless stands out because the central figure is not only a disgraced executive, but also a fugitive who escaped one of the world's most closely watched legal cases. Compared with many true crime narratives, it offers a stronger business foundation, explaining why the alliance mattered and why Gosen had become so difficult to replace or restrain. The book is most distinctive when it shows that the dramatic escape was not an isolated climax, but the consequence of years of accumulated power, mistrust, ambition, and institutional conflict. If you would like to support Nick Kostov, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.